Welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am thrilled to invite you on a transformative journey into the world of functional health and quantum wellness. This podcast is designed to inspire, empower, and guide you as we explore how to achieve optimal health, not just through physical healing, but by aligning with the deepest and most resonant aspects of your being. In each episode, we dive into cutting-edge science, ancient wisdom, and practical tools to unlock the root causes of your health concerns, transforming them into opportunities for growth, resilience, and abundant wellness. You'll discover insights from quantum medicine, neuroscience, bioenergetics, and more, all crafted to help you live a life that resonates with your highest potential. Join me as we unpack powerful strategies for optimizing your body, mind, and soul, and offer actionable steps to bring greater balance, joy, and vitality into your everyday life. Whether you're seeking to understand the connection between your health and your purpose, or you're ready to experience profound shifts in your well-being, the Resonant Life Podcast is your space to connect, heal, and thrive. Let's embark on this journey of health and resonance together. I am excited to bring to you knowledge and information from my perspective in functional medicine for hormone health. So I have been working with many different types of hormone cases throughout the years of private practice, and I have seen so many complex cases just get very simple and straightforward whenever we just unlock the strategies to really resolve the root causes of communication signals and networks within the body. And so today I am going to do a focus for this episode around everything that has to do with hormones, from the building blocks and the precursors of hormones to the interplay of hormones from the adrenals, the thyroid, the hypothalamus and pituitary glands, the master glands in the brain, and the ovaries and testes, and how these hormones and communication signals actually play a role in so many different functions. I want to bring awareness to you all for the functions that these hormones can interact with or can play a role in. And also, I want to give you strategies and tools to balance your own hormones and to have more knowledge whenever it comes to clearing the connections between hormones and neurotransmitters. So let's dive right in. I'm going to start out by telling you a little bit about my own story whenever it comes to hormone health. So as you may have already known, just based on my stories around what led me into functional medicine and what inspired me as a teenager to pave forward into this world of functional medicine, functional health as a practitioner, was because I was introduced to mold at around 13 years old from where my family moved to a farmhouse. And I was extremely healthy up until that point. I didn't have any health symptoms. Health concerns were just, I didn't have a single thing wrong with me. I actually was completely unvaccinated. Per choice, we thankfully were able to live a very natural lifestyle. I hadn't even visited a doctor. I was born at home. Very natural, easy delivery. And I had never taken a single medication. I grew up on supplements, did little cleanses for parasites. And we do like little challenges with my siblings where we would take gallbladder cleanses and do like Epsom salt and olive oil cleanses to do gallbladder flushes. And so we grew up extremely healthy. And then whenever I was about 13 years old, that's whenever all the health concerns set in. And it was due to toxic black mold affecting my immune system, imbalanced my system's ability to control inflammation. And then whenever we just could not understand what was going on with my health, my mom was just trying to find some answers, took me to the first doctor, and he was an allopathic doctor, and he put me on a Z-pack of antibiotics. So wiped out my microbiome and health symptoms started to ensue. I did have, right about that time, I was hitting puberty. And so then I started to have my cycle and it was irregular and really heavy, very difficult cycles. And so then in addition to the antibiotics, which is my first introduction to my system of some sort of exogenous substance, then my mom considered putting me on birth control because that's what the doctors were saying would help to control my cycles. Thankfully, she was very intelligent. She was very into natural medicine, and she protected me from that for as long as possible. When I was 16, I had a very bad concussion. I was in a very bad car accident, and the traumatic brain injury ended up leading to many different neurotransmitter function issues, as well as affected my hormones even more. So by the time that I made it to college at 18, then I just was desperate for relief. And at that point, I started making my own health decisions. And I was in pre-med in a very good school. But as I was in pre-medical training, then of course, it was more slanted towards the allopathic world and less of the natural, functional, holistic world. And so I was pressured into it, I'll say, or just brainwashed into it. I really wish I would have made better decisions, but I did go ahead and get on birth control at the time just to try to regulate my cycles. That's where I ended up staying on birth control off and on for about 6 years before I realized and really just opened my eyes to. I knew and I could tell that it was not good for my body, but I was trying to take the easier route. And I started looking at the stats for how many horrible effects can happen from birth control. Like the stats of stroke and cancer increase chances of many different types of issues. I actually don't want to go into it on this podcast because it's so scary and I don't want to be a fear-based. But as soon as I opened my eyes to it and really just took a deep dive into the research and started understanding how dangerous birth control was, I got off of it immediately. So that was the introduction into me learning how to control hormones and clear hormones the natural way. Thankfully, it was mainly the female hormones that were imbalanced, and it was just around my cycle, and just I needed to learn how to regulate that. And it wasn't as much the hormones of the thyroid and the adrenals. Of course, at that point, I had already gone through pre-medical training. I was already pressuring myself to go into many different programs. I was overlapping the Doctor of Chiropractic program with the functional neurology from Carrick Institute. And then I was also taking many different certification courses in naturopathic and functional nutrition, and also acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. And so I just had so many different layers worth of programs that I was exhausting my body. I was burning the candle at both ends, studying for tests, and I would just finish one and just turn right to the next subject or to the next certification course. And that is just too many things on my plate. So my adrenals did start to suffer. And that led to the complexity of then my thyroid issue started. So then I started getting cold hands and cold feet and started having issues with regulating my body temperature. And I was hardly able to keep weight on. And it just, there were so many things that just kind of rippled as an effect, because all hormones are connected and it creates a cascade so easily. So that's my story for hormones. Now, what did I do about it? I started studying so many different layers of how to go back to the foundations, the foundational elements of the master glands within the brain, the hypothalamus and the pituitary glands that help release our releasing and our stimulating hormones so that our bodies are able to have the stimulation for the thyroid to release the types of thyroid hormones that are in the right levels and to make sure that we have enough of the free thyroid hormones and the bound thyroid hormones, as well as the reverse thyroid hormone. That's also an important factor to look at. Stressors can affect that quite regularly. And then I also needed to look at the antibodies, because around the same time that I was trying to regulate my hormones, I realized that I had a sensitivity to gluten. Gliadin is one of the proteins that's in gluten, and that's actually the most inflammatory aspect of gluten, because it is a molecule that is more difficult for your digestive enzymes to snip. Your body can actually flag the gliadin and create an antibody response against gliadin. And gliadin as a molecule looks so similar in nature to the Purkinje cells in the cerebellum, which are your brake cells. This is what slows down the brain from being too hyperactive and burns through so many different energy molecules within your brain. So then you get crashes within the brain and brain fog, chronic fatigue, many different mood dysregulation issues that can occur. And then the other thing that looks very similar to gliadin is a molecule in your thyroid and in your gut. And so oftentimes we can have antibodies against cerebellum, against the thyroid, against the GI tract, and we don't realize that it could just be that we need to take out gluten. So whenever I removed the gluten from my diet and started to clean up the way that I had inflammation coming into my system, really started cleaning up the toxins overall, just detoxed my house, my home environment, and made sure that what I was putting onto my body and in my body was absolutely the purest possible. It's amazing how many like organic shampoos and conditioners and beauty products like makeups are actually really not healthy. They can mix so many different things in, and it's just stabilizers. And these stabilizers are actually still hard on our body, still harmful to our system. You know, whatever you put on your hair or on your face gets soaked directly into your brain. So if you're dyeing your hair, if you're ever putting on coloring, know that the hair is actually it's like a hollow shaft. It's an elevator shaft that just allows it to carry directly up. You've probably noticed that if you put a little hair mask of some oil at the ends of your hair, it will transit all the way up. So then it goes through to your system, directly into the hair follicles, directly into your brain. Thankfully, I grew up in such a natural way that I've never once touched my hair with any hair coloring, not even highlights or anything. So if you are doing that, then make sure you're picking alternative sources, natural sources of hair dye. If you have to, there are like henna type dyes and natural based dyes, but ideally just go as natural as possible, because your brain is very susceptible to so many different toxins out there. All right, so let's get back to what I was talking about with the inflammation that happens within the system and that can throw off the hormones. So whenever we have multiple inflammatory molecules, such as a sensitivity to gluten, to gliadin, then your system can actually flag and tag your own organ system. So it can tag parts of the brain, the thyroid or other gland, and parts of your GI tract, so that you just stay inflamed, so that your system is not able to balance and regulate. And one of the effects of the thyroid that can happen is the sensitivities to other environmental toxins, like the glyphosates that are on foods, or it can actually be BPAs or heavy metals as well, or radiation toxins. Radon, so much is in our water. It's amazing how many ways we're just subjected to so many different types of toxins. And glands particularly get more affected by environmental toxins than other organ systems because of the fatty substances that glands are made up of, the way that they're just constantly having such a turnover. There are so many different building blocks and nutritive factors that go into glands to be able to create that churn rate for the communication signals to get built, for the hormones to get built and created, that whenever the toxins come in, that it's like a sponge, especially like the thyroid. You actually, if you look at the molecular structure of it, if you look at what it looks like on microscope, it actually does look like sponge cells, and it just soaks up these toxins. And so we have to protect our thyroid. This is extremely important. Now, how do we help with balancing out the thyroid when we have adrenals and ovarian issues? That's a very important question, because there are so many different ways that it's like a biofeedback response. When one gland starts to react and starts to get imbalanced, and actually the other glands can as well. So whenever we have adrenal compromise, like say if we've been too stressed out, we're in the hustle and bustle of life, we've been in chronic sympathetic overdrive, and our adrenals, our cortisol rhythm, which is very important and dependent on circadian rhythm, that can actually start to affect the thyroid rhythm of how the thyroid hormones are produced. And then we have a very important interplay of the ovarian or testes hormones for the sex hormones and how those are regulated, how they're built from the building blocks. They're built and then broken down and metabolized after they're used, after they're able to create the signaling. When we have issues within our adrenal glands and we've had a wiped out response from it, like for example, we have adrenal fatigue, that's whenever you're going to see that we actually get a biofeedback response that sends a signal back up to the brain, and the hypothalamus and pituitary gland then are not able to create a response, an adequate response, to start stimulating the hormones like they need to for us to get that back on track, for us to get the adrenals and the cortisol response back on track when we have imbalances in the other glands due to toxicity, due to chronic inflammation, or due to autoimmunity. So the HPA axis is one way that we refer to it a lot, hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal gland axis. And the thyroids and the ovaries are then oftentimes affected subsequently. So stress is a killer in many, many different ways. Now, let's talk about some very interesting facts around hormones, sex hormones particularly. There are many different building blocks of hormones that we must absorb from our food, from our diet intake, from the way that we're breaking down our food, and it breaks it down in a way that creates multiple building blocks for our system to just pick up and utilize as what's the most necessary type to create. So your body will create important factors whenever it's at a limited level, whenever you're not, maybe you haven't had a chance to eat as healthy as you ideally could or should, and your system just is deficient in those building blocks, then what can happen and what needs to happen is that we are able to raise up those levels, maybe with some supplementation for a while to make sure that we're providing the adequate levels of the cofactors. These are the molecular structures that help to provide those building blocks so that we're able to push the pathways that will help with producing proteins, hormones, neurotransmitters, communication signals, etc. What we need to do is ensure that we are giving your system plenty of those building blocks and also the signals to start producing and converting the hormones. Like, for example, we have pregnenolone. That's like the steroid hormone precursor to these various other hormones for both adrenals and for ovarian or testes sex hormones. So what we need to do is we have to support how your body's able to convert and add on to or build onto it. So multiple other types of building blocks get added on to create these complex structures that are your hormones. So pregnenolone can get converted into the progesterone. We also have DHEA, cortisol that is in your adrenals to get produced properly for energy. DHEA is actually important for vaginal moisture. And this is crucial for you to have a healthy microbiome so that your system is in a balanced state and so that you also don't have painful intercourse. So DHEA is crucial that your system is able to convert that pregnenolone over. Now, whenever you're in chronic sympathetic overdrive, chronic stress, that's one of the reasons why those are some side effects that can happen is vaginal dryness, chronic UTIs, or fungal issues, fungal infections. There can be issues with just over time atrophy of the vaginal region. So DHEA is extremely important. And a healthy microbiome is extremely important also to support that proper balance and also to support the health of the glands, because the vaginal glands that produce moisture and lubrication, those are intrinsically dependent on the right amounts of building blocks of hydration and the proper levels of those hormones. So that's one of the important ways that pregnenolone is converted over. And then it also can go down the pathway to get converted into testosterone and then into your estrogens. And testosterone, like for example, in females, it's going to be very important for sex drive, for libido, for the ability to gain muscle mass and create healthy lean muscle. And it's also very important for the dopamine response, for your motivation and drive from a neurological level, for you to really enjoy your hobbies, interests, and have a good mood and feel like you're motivated to do the things that you love doing, that you're passionate about doing. Testosterone is very important in females, and it's oftentimes overlooked. So we make sure that we're getting that proper conversion, that pregnenolone into progesterone, and then into testosterone, and then into the ways that your system is breaking it down and clearing it so that we can have healthy hair. Because We know that DHT, one of the ways that the testosterone can get converted down, whenever that's out of balance, we can actually see a lot of shedding. Sometimes I'll have patients come in and they're like, I don't know what's going on, but my hair is just been shedding like crazy. I'm losing so much hair. My hair is thinning. And it's because it can actually be an issue with some of these hormone metabolites that are getting built up in the system and aren't properly getting detoxed out of the body and cleared out of the body. And then our hair follicles start to be affected by that. So whenever we correct that, then it helps to get that healthy, thick, strong hair again, so that it's not as thin, it doesn't break, and we don't have as much of the shedding. So be aware of that whenever your body is telling you a symptom, like you're washing your hair and you see a huge handful of hair. That's not normal. We definitely need to look at what's going on under the scenes. The ways that we convert testosterone over to estrogens are very dependent on epigenetics. So we have multiple different epigenetic pathways that our system might push the hormones down, push the estrogen specifically down those pathways. Like for example, if we have MTHFR or a CMT SNP, these are systems that affect some of the methylation factors, and it actually can convert the estrogens into potentially very harmful types of estrogen metabolites. Whenever we say harmful, it just, they create more free radical and oxidative type issues in the system. And if our body is primed and already in an unhealthy state, then it can lead to potentially breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, or if there's blood sugar dysregulation in addition to it, then it can lead to PCOS or endometriosis issues if there's other types of toxins present in the uterus. And there's so many different interplays of issues that can occur. When we know someone's epigenetics and we're able to specifically tailor the nutrients that their system needs to give their body those building blocks, that's whenever we're able to get specific changes in their hormones to balance them out and to protect their body against developing any of these hormone-related type symptoms and diagnoses. So extremely important that we're watching for those hormone metabolites and pathways. And if your doctor is not ordering a comprehensive hormone panel that is not blood, it has to be via salivary and urinary testing, because that's what's most accurate. What's in your blood, what hormones are in your bloodstream, it's just a quick little snapshot. It's highly inaccurate. It's not sensitive. It does not give us an actual picture of what's truly going on with your hormones. And it's so important that we see those hormone metabolites so that we can prevent those hormones getting produced down or converted down the wrong pathway for the metabolites. And that's what can lead to those dangerous diagnoses of cancer or something worse. So make sure that you are getting the proper type of testing done. It's just extremely important that you're looking into that and protecting yourself. And you have all of the tools to be able to look deeper and to make sure that you are able to create that perfect balance of hormone health. Let's talk about a few of the things that you can do for hormones. There are so many different ways that we can support our hormones nutritionally. Whenever we think about clearing out hormone metabolites, then we want to eat more cruciferous vegetables and to clear our hormones, supporting the liver through detoxification, root vegetables that combine and pull can take out toxins that may also affect any of the other glands that are in interplay with hormones. We want to make sure that you're also providing the building blocks. So of course, we know B vitamins, there are multiple different cofactors and things that are extremely important and crucial. Selenium, iron, the various types of nutrients just from a foundational level that can be altered and different as far as absorption goes by epigenetics. Each person is completely different, and it is so important that no one's on a particular multivitamin, any particular multivitamin. They're instead on a specific plan for foundational functional wellness so that they have a tailored type multivitamin for them based on their epigenetics, based on if they need the hydroxylated or methylated version or what type of form they're going to absorb the most. And if they have certain deficiencies that are just coded for in their epigenetics, these need to be accounted for. Or we will see chronic deficiencies within hormones and neurotransmitters and other communication signals of the body. It's functional root cause approach. And it's so important that we get that strategy from the foundation. There are so many things that we can do with your hormone health. What we want to do is create a specific plan and protocol for you. And it's important that you're working with a functional medicine doctor that is trained in hormones and knows how to create the proper type of interplay from the regions in the brain that actually have a role to play in hormone health and knows how to optimize the hypothalamus, pituitary glands, the master glands in the brain so that we have optimal levels of hormones for fertility, for overall health and vitality, to support throughout the transitions of life, throughout any of the levels of the aging. And it's so important that we make sure that we're clearing out what hormone metabolites may become toxic and may affect our system. We're going to get to the root cause approach and clear out the hormone, whatever receptors may be blocking the hormones, whatever environmental toxins may be docking in the receptor sites on cells that could be preventing the hormones from lodging into those receptor sites and from creating. That's what creates the change in function. And that can be prevented by toxins that are lodged and blocking those receptor sites, shutting them down. So we need to make sure that we do a comprehensive detox protocol and truly clear it out. Now, one of the ways that I have throughout my 8 years of private practice come up with solutions to create a true foundational and integral change in hormone dysfunction, it is with a very comprehensive and systematic approach. And I poured this into our Resonance Transcend program. So this is the program that is 6 months active care, 6 months wellness care, plan and protocol to get your system completely reset, to just wipe everything in the toxic burden bucket that could be in there clean. We get out environmental toxins, heavy metals, microplastics, all of the types of biotoxins that could be inflaming the system. We want to make sure that that's getting cleared out of your body. Whenever we have an overwhelm of toxins in your system, there are drainage pathways that are blocked and affected from being able to clear out these toxins. If we have those receptor sites blocked and we have done an entire cellular receptor site overhaul where we recreate, restructure the cellular lining in your system, then there are so many ways that we're just going to constantly be chasing the symptoms. And in functional medicine, big pet peeve of mine is whenever we just give supplements to reduce symptoms and we're not getting to true root causes. And that happens so many times over where we aren't actually clearing what is the true issue. Those environmental toxins that are blocking those receptor sites are down to the foundational level. That's what can affect the function of our organ systems. And that's what we need to figure out a way to completely change radically in every single person before we start having those horrible diagnoses, as I was mentioning before. Whenever we have chronic dysfunction within hormones, then yes, it can lead to diagnoses of cancer and other types of issues. We can have autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's that starts developing because thyroid. We have adrenal fatigue where the adrenals just get wiped out and it's so hard to kickstart them again. We have hormone dysfunction issues, PCOS, endometriosis, or infertility, both male and female infertility. Or we have issues with carrying a healthy pregnancy. I've seen so many mamas where they used to have miscarriages before they started coming in to get everything fully reset, and then they're able to finally carry healthy pregnancies through and deliver beautiful, precious babies. And it's so important that we have everything figured out within life so that by the time that we go into transitions of peri or premenopause and through menopause, that we're going through these wonderful stages of life in a healthy way, and we don't need to suffer and feel big changes that can occur within every organ system just because we didn't have hormone resets done at the right time in the right way. So I am passionate about helping with overall hormone health, with making sure that we're optimizing how your system is able to get the best levels, the best approach, and to sustainably create change. If you'd like to join me on a journey to balance your hormones, It just starts with either a discovery call or an initial functional medicine evaluation, whichever you feel comfortable with. Discovery call, we sit for 10 minutes on the phone and we make sure we're a good fit for each other. You can tell me a little bit about your case and I'll tell you how I would propose to work with you. If you'd like to go ahead and just hit the ground running and jump right in, then schedule an initial functional medicine evaluation where we take 45 minutes, go into a very deep dive on every single thing about your health from as far back as preconception, when, how healthy were your parents? That's how many things matter. Then we go into how healthy was your mother during her pregnancy with you? How healthy were you as a child? Did you have antibiotics? What was your story? What were all those different things that could have played a role in your health? We're going to make sure we address those. And whenever we think about how your symptoms are and what levels your hormones are at, we are going to make sure that we're truly foundationally addressing your system in a way that is comprehensive and holistic. We don't leave anything out because that's what creates the biggest changes. Side note to this episode, if you're watching this episode rather than just listening, then I'm going to make sure that I tell you about why I have a blue tongue. It's methylene blue. I love taking methylene blue for my brain function. I love to make sure that the methylene blue is in my system right before I go out into the sunshine and before I do my morning meditations and Qigong flows in the mornings with the sunrise or in the evenings at sunset. It's so important to help with light conversion in our bodies. It also helps with boosting mitochondria. So prior to this podcast, yes, I boosted methylene blue. And you can see from my very blue tongue. If you'd like to get your own methylene blue, just click on the link and we have a code for you to use. Methylene blue helps balance hormones from many different levels and also stimulates the neurotransmitters that can interplay with balancing your hormone cycles. So then what we do is we take the methylene blue for 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and that's how we're able to get a really healthy cyclical change. Usually, if you're a menstruating female and you're young and you do have the cycle still, then you're able to follow the methylene blue is off whenever you're on your cycle, as is any progesterone that you may be taking, natural progesterone. And then the progesterone and methylene blue, you can dose together for 3 weeks. Methylene blue in the morning, progesterone at night. It's powerful to see how many changes you can get with it. And my favorite type of methylene blue, you'll see in the link, it is from Mitozen. I love this one. I've been on it for months and I just cannot get enough. I also do their eye drops and I'm seeing incredible changes with my own eyes, with my own vision. And I'm able to actually see how my eyes are not as fatigued by blue lights and by technology, by bright lights anymore. And so if you would like to try out methylene blue, feel free to ask me anything you'd like to about it. I do have a blog post on my website, drlaylaDoolittle.com, and you can read the blog post for methylene blue. And then I also have a blog post that I just published regarding hormone health. So check them both out. And I am so excited that I could inspire you today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to being with you on the next episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and empowering. Before wrapping up, I want to invite you to explore our resources available through Resonance Wellness. Visit our website to access a wealth of free content, including downloadable guides, insightful articles, and practical tools designed to support your health journey. We also offer a variety of programs and courses that delve deeper into functional medicine, providing you with personalized strategies and expert guidance. If you are interested in learning how to integrate these insights into your own life, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. Together, we will explore how functional medicine can help you achieve your wellness goals and live a life of optimal wellness. Visit drlaylaDoolittle.com to download your free resources and schedule your call. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you on your journey to a more resonant and fulfilling life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle, wishing you a day filled with resonance and vibrant well-being. See you in the next episode.